Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1411 in the writing. It's shir number 563, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima b'brachos, priority in brachos. The question now is there are there halachas in reference to a after bracha, right? You have an alamichia, alhoetz, yabar nefashes. How does that work exactly? Are there halachas of kedima brachas, which bracha comes first? So the answer is, the bottom line is yes. The bracha of alamichia, alhoetz, or alhagefen, or if they're all in one, we'll see in general, you make, if somebody ate shivas aminim, fruits, which need a bracha of alhoetz, and somebody ate mizonos, cake, cookies, somebody drank wine. So you make one bracha for all. You make one long bracha, mayin shalash, whatever it's, right? That's basically the name of it. And you include all the alamechid, alouetz, and alagefen. We'll see soon what the order is. But assuming that, let's say I just ate alamechid, I ate cookies, I had cake, whatever the case is, and I also have a burn of fashis, right? So one would have to make the bracha of alamechid, or if I just ate fruits from the shivas aminim, right? I have to make an alouetz, and I also ate, I ate an apple. No, well, that wouldn't count. The truth is, because the alouetz will cover that. Well, hopefully we'll talk about that. We've spoken about that in the past. The alouetz would cover for the apple also. But be it as it may, I ate some chocolate, right? We'll talk about that. But I ate some chocolate, which needs a burn of fashos. And I had some cookies, or I had from the shivas aminim, which needs alouetz. Cookies needs alamechia. So the alamechia, the alouetz, or the alagefen, or if I drank wine or something like that would come first. That would come before the burei nefashos. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So lemaisa, this obviously it goes for the fact the only in the case of time where somebody has to make them both, right? So this is due to the fact that the longer brachas alamechia alaweitz, whatever it might be, is more of a chashuv de kebracha more than the bar nefashes. As far as it takes precedence, it's more important, if we want to put it like that. It's so of greater importance. The word is right, actually greater importance. It's not more important. All brachas, a bracha is a bracha. You have to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has greater importance than the bar nefashes, therefore will come first. It's sort of like a greater chashivas. Okay, so now if one recited the wrong bracha, one recited the bracha in the wrong order, let's say, whether it's the bracha before eating or the bracha might be for after eating. Let's say I made the bar nefashis first, so should I still make the alamechia? Yeah, so the answer is, so one would still make the alamechia. If one recited the brachas in the wrong order, whether it is the brachas before eating or the brachas after eating, the brachas would still be valid. It would still count, just because he made the bar nefashis, you made a mistake, you made it before the alhamechia, we're not going to tell you to make it over, it would still count. Okay, if one ate mizonos and one of the shivas aminim, I ate some mizonos and I ate a whole bunch of grapes, enough whereby I need an after bracha. Well, I ate a pomegranate, enough where I mean neither after brach, and I drank wine, let's say I drank enough wine, or two of the three, right, I made the mizonos and the shivas aminim or whatever. So they should mention the items in the brach achroina, all in one brach achroina. In other words, if one had to make an alamichya and an aloeitz and alagefen, it should be all in one bracha with the proper order. What's the proper order? The proper order is, first comes the alhamichya part and the alagefen, and then the ha'eitz. In other words, the halamechia, alagefim, alawaitz, in that proper order, all in one bracha. In other words, it's one long bracha, but you include first alamechia, then alagefim, and then alhoetz. If you look in the Siddur, that's how it's set up. So it's always, especially if somebody's making a long bracha, and they're including all this, so definitely I would advise, in general, Chazal would advise that one should look inside. You look inside. It's well, many people look inside by all brachas. I know people who look inside by Bar Nefashis also. But definitely alamechia, and goes without saying, if the alamechia has to include alagefen, alawaitz, or something like that, totally, person could get totally mixed up. One should be careful, definitely, to look inside a siddur and make it the right way. Again, it's all one bracha. First comes alamechia, alagefen, and then alawaitz. Or if you didn't drink wine, alamechia, and then alawaitz, and so on. All right? Or you drank wine and you have to make alamechia. So first comes alamechia, and then alagefen. Thank you for listening. Aslachim, bracha, kol tuv.